Hare Krishna. Yesterday, Krishna got a message from Govinda Maharaj, and which I then checked through America, and Vaisheshika Prabhu Suradas, and about one of my godbrothers, Manasudha Das, who passed away. And I mentioned those other devotees because we all distributed books together at O'Hare Airport. And Manasudha was, he was really, while we were there in Chicago, he was a really good friend. And he was the person who actually taught me how to do book distribution in O'Hare, because that was sort of a different type of book distribution than done anywhere else. Although distributed books in other airports like Minneapolis, but O'Hare was a sort of different story. And I remember the first day that I went out to the airport, because we'd moved from Minneapolis to, we'd moved from Winnipeg to Chicago with the idea of opening an airport in Minneapolis. But in the meantime, I was the president there, but then Uttama Shloka was the president in Chicago. And so I wanted to do book distribution. And when we went out to the airport, then Manasudha was the person who sort of showed me what to do, how to do. Chicago was very, extremely intense. It was the busiest airport in the world at that time. I think right now it's O'Hare, Heathrow. And it was a very rough place. The people were sort of Chicagoans. It was quite rough, but very, very wonderful also. And he was, Manasudha was very nice devotee, a very nice relationship. First, of course, he taught me how to, at the airport there, we stopped everyone by shaking their hands, because everyone was running so fast. So, of course, when you reach out the hand to someone to shake them, then they get the impression that you're some kind of acquaintance, so that's why they stop. Otherwise, they wouldn't necessarily stop. So this idea of being really very bold, and we had to be very bold, because sometimes the stakes were high. Businessmen used to make a sport of hitting us with their briefcases as they went by, and not because we were stopping them, but when we were talking to someone else, there were other people who were made it part of their life to sort of obstruct or break up the sale of books. It was almost an everyday occurrence that we get in fight with someone, or at least someone would hit a devotee, or try to hit a devotee, or who knows what. So it was a different type of atmosphere. It was Chicago. And so this idea of really being bold and not being concerned about that, sort of this constant mantra of Srila Prabhupada's, please, when we distribute books, and especially as this started to take place in 1977 when Prabhupada was sick, and then of course the mantra really became is that Prabhupada's sick, and the only thing that's going to make him well is if we distribute more and more books. So we had ladies were distributing in one terminal, American, men were distributing in United and Eastern, And it was, and there were, aside from devotees, and the Chicago devotees who were there, and we always had visitors, Tripurari Maharaj, Vaisheshika, who spent a long period of time there, and Nakatma, and others, so Suvas, the country president of LA. And that was the BBT Traveling Santa Tan Party. They would also send devotees there because there was such a big scope, a big field for distributing books. So that one thing of being very, very bold and not worrying about what's going to happen or who's going to hit you next, but just do it for Srila Prabhupada. And of course, Chicago Temple became extremely super regulated in terms of the Brahmachari Ashram, because that's all that went on in the Brahmachari Ashram was book distribution, or at least that's all the Brahmacharis did. And so it was lights out at 9, and everyone get up in the morning, 3:30 at the latest, go to the temple room, chant japa. And we had a very very intense program, because we knew at that time, we knew every single airplane that flew in and out of Chicago all week long, every single flight. So we would meet flights. We knew where flights would come in, particularly because there were also soldiers, Marines, Air Force, cadets, and they would be coming from different places. And we knew every part of America, not only just America, but even in Germany, where all of these servicemen were coming from. Anyway, that was another aspect. That's more about book distribution than Manasuda, but one thing that we had was a very strict regimen. So on the regular days, our morning program would be over by 7:30. We take breakfast, or 7:30 or 8, or 7:45. We'd take breakfast, and that was limited to 20 minutes or half an hour at the most. And everyone was in the van by 8:30, and 9 o'clock we were at the airport, because that was the first wave, the morning wave, business people coming in from all over the country. We were there by 9 o'clock in the morning. Of course, on marathons it was a different thing. We'd be out there by 6 o'clock in the morning. And Manasuda was always very, very eager. And anyway, the other thing, another thing aside from being brave, is what taught me is that it doesn't really matter what you say to people, but actually your Krishna consciousness is what's important. And that's why we had a very, very strong sadhana. So on one day, Manasuda told me, okay, look, I'll show you. And it ended up being called the duck day, because all he did, I was with him when he was with me, we were selling, he just talk about the ducks in Lake Michigan. And of course we introduced Prabhupada's books, but it showed that you could be talking about anything, and still, if you're in the right consciousness, people will take the books. And then on one day, we had really sort of a dumb day, which meant that we didn't say anything. All the devotees and all the men, I don't know what the ladies did, but all the men in the terminals, book distributors, we didn't say anything to anybody. We just either shook their hands, or we just did sign language, and we didn't talk. We just distributed books like that, and it didn't make any difference. We distributed just as many books. People couldn't quite figure out what we were, whether we were some kind of deaf and dumb spiritual organization. But they took the books, and we would just open the books and show the pages and tap our pockets, and it would go like that. So being very brave, being very Krishna conscious, that Krishna consciousness was there, and that became very, very strong connection at that time, in 77, from summer to the fall of 77, that we have to make Prabhupada well, and that would encourage Prabhupada to stay in the world, as if we distributed more and more books. And for that book distribution, it was like it was intoxication, particularly the atmosphere. It was quite special because it was this corridor, I don't know, 10 meters wide. It wasn't even that wide, but maybe it was more like about 6 or 7 meters wide corridor, where there were 6, 7, sometimes 10 devotees standing. And that generated such a sort of spiritual atmosphere. You could see even sometimes people who were moving slowly, they would come in, and all of a sudden they start looking around because they couldn't understand what was going on in there, but they could feel that there was something different. Anyway, but the last thing was Janmashtami of 1977, 78. So I remember we went out to to the airport just in the morning, with the idea that we're going to do a little book distribution, and it somehow or another it fell on some kind of holiday. And that was myself and Manasuda, and everyone else, of course, stayed back. It was Janmashtami, and we had we had the airport all to ourselves, and we didn't want to go back. So finally, I think Uri Mishloka sent out the vice president and made us come back. We came back in time for Abhishek in the evening, so we got back around 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening. It was nice having some kind of holiday festival day and having the entire airport are to ourselves. So at least what I could find out, or what I heard, was that Masud was in South India on the farm, and developing the farm. We'd met a few times, and I'd encouraged them to come to visit New Rajadham, and he gave me that medallion, Prabhupada medallion, that I have around my neck. Gave that in Mayapur, and then we met in Mumbai. Last time I met him was in Chicago when we were doing Parikrama. And he contacted some kind of virus, and he was on a train, and just left his body on the train. So I'm sure that in terms of the spiritual benefit of distributing Prabhupada's books, and that's really going to count heavily in his favor, when it is counting heavily, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considering what his destination should be and how you should attain that, because we have our sadhana, but on the other side it's our practice and our preaching that's also going to determine in good measure what our future destination is. So it was a real surprise to hear that Manasudra Prabhu had left this world. Ultimately, we're all going to go, and that was shame that I never got to get him to come to New Rajadam and see what was taking place here. Hare Krishna.